I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. Hello, my chickens, and welcome back to the podcast, JoJo Siwa's podcast, where she would love to invite one of her exes onto the podcast. Wouldn't that be a freaking good time? And you know what? I'm here to talk about this exact season of Christmas and chaos and exes and wild times and just the overwhelming energy that goes on at this time of year. I took to my Instagram stories the other day because I was like, shit, we've got 4 episodes left for the year, T-3 now, and what the hell should I be talking about for you guys? Because I want to make sure that it feels relevant, it feels good for you, it's enjoyable to listen to, it's something that you might need to hear, whatever it is. So I just thought, you know what, tell me how you're feeling. So I asked the question and put a poll up. You know, a few of you are like, I'm checked out, get me a drink. Some were just like, I'm super proud and happy with how the year has gone. And the other third, shall I say, were just like, I am stressed and overwhelmed, send help. And so I guess today's episode is going to somehow merge those 3 energies together and just discuss the overwhelm that goes on at this time of year, the reflection that goes on in this time of the year, and the party season that also goes on at this time of the year, because I think accumulating those together results in this overwhelm. And ultimately, we want to end the year feeling really good, really chill and excited for the year ahead, not dreading the year ahead, not feeling disappointed with the year that we've had, and also just feeling super grateful, lighthearted, having some fun, enjoying the summer season that we are in if you are here in Australia. So ultimately, I feel pretty good at the moment. We had our first Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone cold dip last week, and it was so amazing. I went in really, really, I guess with real realistic expectations, and I just was like not letting myself forecast how it was going to turn out. I didn't know who was going to come. I didn't know if anyone would come. I just seriously went into it just so blind, so calm. I didn't let myself stress about it. I had the best sleep the night before. Like, I was just not even worried about it by the time it got out, and I was just like, this is just going to work out the way it's meant to. I'm just doing something that I want to do. Oh my God, my oven says 222 right now. Thank you, universe. And it's 10:22 when I'm recording this. Well, thank you, universe. And that was it. I literally saw, the morning I woke up, I checked like one of my reels and it had been like 2,222 views on it. And I was just like, oh my God, this is the sign that this is meant to happen right now. Like, this is it. This is now. It is happening and it's meant to be happening. So we had a beautiful morning. We were blessed with a beautiful sunrise and a really calm, still lake. So that made it really easy. The water was like literally 20 degrees. So it was super easy to get in and everyone had a really nice, I think we were in there for like 10 minutes, little sunrise swim. And yeah, the energy was just really beautiful. And everyone was like, I can't wait to come back next week. I'm going to bring more people next week. So this is your sign to set your alarm and come along this week Wednesday, 6 a.m., meet us over on the grass area out the front of the surf club here in Lakes. And trust me, like, it's not that hard. It is not that hard to wake up and do something like this, that you're going to feel so energized from afterwards. You're going to meet new people. You're going to do something that makes you feel so electrified, and then you can get to come out for a coffee afterwards and warm back up and have a yummy brekkie and just keep chatting. And yeah, it's just a really beautiful way to start your day, and you've achieved so much before 7 a.m. So I can't wait to see how the rest of the dips go over summer. We're super excited to be having some special guests come along and some collaborations, and there's something in the works really big that I can't talk about yet because I don't want it to not happen. So when I know it's actually happening, of course, I'll share that, because that's kind of going to be like the biggest thing that's ever happened for me. So let's just hold on to that. That's a teaser for you. But thank you everyone who did come along to the dip, and everyone who has sent me beautiful messages of support and wants to be there but can't be there. And for those of you who are hoping to get along to one over summer, please do. You're going to have a great time. And I just love meeting everyone as well. Like, it's my favorite part of meeting you guys that I get to connect with through the podcast and through Instagram. And it's really nice to put a face to a name and everything like that. And the other weekend I had a really beautiful conversation out with someone who came up to me and said that she followed my Instagram. And I just want to say, like, it sounds so wanky of me, but I really love when you guys do that, because it's so nice to know how many people are there in silence supporting you and watching you and enjoy your content. And as someone who's had to just really rip the band-aid off and throw themselves out there and not always know if it's hitting the right audience or whatever, it's so refreshing to just have a real conversation with someone in person who just is like, hey, I'd follow you on Instagram, or I listen to your podcast, and I just want to say, good job, keep going, like, you're doing a great job. Like, it seriously makes my day. It really does. And I think that in anything in life, I always push you guys with this. If you think something, say something, especially if it's positive, only really if it's positive, because it can really make someone's day and be that motivation for them to keep showing up. And for me to fucking show up to the beach at 5:30 a.m., not knowing if anyone else was going to show up, was probably one of the scariest things I've ever done, and will be continuing to be scary each week, not knowing if anyone's going to come. So yeah, I appreciate you guys supporting from near and far. So thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I had to like really reflect before I started this episode about how I wanted to go about discussing the topic of feeling stressed and overwhelmed, but also like just chill out, just have fun, just start going to your Christmas parties. Because I feel really chill right now. I've got a nice little bunch of projects to take me through to the end of the year, which I'm really excited about, really good clients, everything feels really aligned at the moment. And I'm not worried about next year. I'm feeling like really open-minded with taking a break over summer and just letting next year fall into place, which, you know, the last few weeks before I sort of went away to Perth and getting home from Perth, I was really anxious. I was in a really big lack mindset. This time of year is very financially straining for everybody, especially when you're trying to like do last minute projects and get last minute invoices paid. And on both ends, it's a really stressful and overwhelming thing. And everyone's just like in this desperation mode. And I just found myself in a really low place again in my lack, and just not feeling like I was doing a good enough job. And I felt like, you know, I struggle to show up all the time, my best self, and perform my best self when it's only me, and when I've got so much on my plate, and when I'm exhausted, and when I'm stressed financially. And it's just like, I don't ever want to come from a place of like desperation and things like that. I'd try and be authentic. But yeah, to be completely raw, I felt that in the last few weeks, just struggling to show up and struggling to get into this mode where I can perform for the end of the year, and trying to do so many different things at once for so many different people, and you feel like you can be pulled in so many different directions. And it's really hard when you're a one woman show. So I think I just had to really get through that and just really try and put some strategies in place to move through it and deal with it. And anyway, I sort of am really lucky that the last few days I've been able to have some friends come and stay, and I obviously had my dip, and I've, you know, just made sure I kept connecting with people this week. When I feel like I get low, I often isolate myself and I often don't talk about it, but I'm feeling like I've really come out of that and I'm doing a lot better at connecting with people and telling them when I'm feeling anxious or just feeling overwhelmed. And I think that's my first piece of advice, is like, this is how you're feeling at the moment. You need to share it with someone, and not in a draining, putting your problems on someone else's plate, but just saying, how are you feeling at this time for you? Like, I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed. I'm just really looking forward to summer and having some time off. Like, I'm trying to just relax, but I just feel like I can't, and blah, blah, blah. And just have a really open and honest conversation with people, because I'm sure you're not the only one feeling it. So, and then it can also turn into a really lighthearted conversation at the same time. So be that support for anyone that you know might be feeling a bit overwhelmed at this time of the year. And I look back on when I worked full time and worked for other people this time of the year, I would work literally till Christmas Eve, like super hard. Like I remember working for this building company, and the shit I had to do right up until like D-Day was so intense and so stressful. Like, you're trying to get stuff from council, you're trying to get stuff, building permits and OPs done, and it's just fucking stressful. And I remember trying to make all this content at the end of the year. It was just like, oh my God, get me a drink. So I totally relate to that time of feeling like the boss goes away and you're left in the office to get all this shit done at the end of the year, and it's so fucking stressful. But it's honestly, it's not that deep. I think I've come to terms with that and just look back and think, oh my God, it's really not that deep. And the pressure we put on to achieve something by the deadline of like December 24th or 31st, or to have something launch on January 1st, is actually just so unattainable sometimes, and it's just ridiculous. And I think this mindset of time frame and deadlines and pressure to pull something off by a certain time frame has really released from me recently, because A, I talked about coming home from Perth and wanting to just like jump into the lake and do this cold dip, but I spent 2 weeks, which is not that long, but that's long for me, to pull it together and to launch it properly. And then I look into other things I've done as well, and it's just like, you don't need to just jump straight into something or launch something half-assed, or, you know, just because you feel excited and want to do it now doesn't mean now is the right time. And then of course this year I read the book called The Power of Now, and it made me realize that there is no concept of time, and that now is all we've got, and we just need to like move through things in the moment. And, you know, like if you want to launch something in the new year, then that's great and exciting, but you don't want to rush that. You don't want to rush the new thing. You want to make sure it's perfect. You want to make sure it's all done properly. And then you get to the day that it launches and it's all worked out for you exactly how it's meant to. And you've had the time to work through all the little details instead of launching and then having to troubleshoot the whole way through it. So I guess that's another thing, is so many people put the pressure on to achieve something by the end of the year or to be launching something in the new year. And it's just like, no one is really honestly paying that much attention at this time of the year for those sorts of things. And it's, no one's really switched in on at the start of the year for something new. So I say, hold your horses and give it time. And even I had this conversation with my grandma recently, because she was saying to me like, you know, I've got to do all my things before Christmas. I've got to catch up with this person and that person and take the present to that person, to this person, and to donate this and that. And I was like, girl, chill the fuck out. Like, you don't have to do anything. You're on vacay 365 days a year. You do not need to all of a sudden put this pressure on yourself to see 1,000 people and buy 1,000 presents and say thank you and blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just the goodness and kindness of her heart. She loves to do this at the end of the year, and bless her soul for that. But I was like, babes, it's just a day. It's not anything dramatic. You do not need to have done all your things by Christmas Day. Boxing Day will come around. The 27th of December will come around. It's still another day. It's still the same year. And then, you know what? If you don't catch up with that person until February 23rd, it's not the end of the world, okay? Like, it's just a day. It's crazy the pressure we put on ourselves to do everything by the end of the year. And it's just like, oh, well, the world keeps spinning, you know? Just take that pressure off, the time frame off. Like, it's, you can only do so much and you only have the capacity to do so much and to say yes to certain things. And yeah, I think I hear other people's social calendars at this time of the year and it's just like, are you seriously going to all of those things? Like, A, that's so financially stressful. B, you have to find an outfit for all those things. And C, do you actually have the energy to socialize that much when your battery is so drained because you're so overwhelmed and stressed with the end of year work pressure? Like, honestly, there's such an overwhelming feeling just thinking about that. But at the same time, a lot of people seek that and want that, you know, moment to like let their hair down and relax and have the drink and clock out and bring on holiday season. So I'm trying to navigate how to record this podcast in a way that conveys and understands everyone's perspective. And I guess ultimately it's trusting your own intuition. It's trusting your own guide. Okay, yes, I want to go to that. I'm really excited to go to that. I know that I'm feeling a bit stressed and I've got a pressure to get a few things done before I can go to that, but I'm going to reward myself by going and having a good time and having a few drinks, and that's okay. Like, I guess at the same time this year, guilt weighs on a lot of people, and it really shouldn't, because it's your time of the year to celebrate how far you've come in the year, the people you've connected with, the work you've achieved. Like, I really do love this time of the year to reflect and to just be like, wow, I'm so stoked with what I've done this year and the projects I've achieved, and just like being able to say thank you to my clients. And just honestly, I love to celebrate the end of the year, and whether that's with people's birthdays and my own birthday and going to Christmas parties. Like, I don't get a Christmas party now that I work for myself, and I'd love to just be able to go back to my old Christmas parties, because they were just the funnest time of the year, and it was just the best to just let your hair down and, like, you know, have a fun time with the people you work with and just go a little bit crazy, you know. I think I say this every year, I like breadcrumb my Christmas party stories and I just never get to the juicy part of it because they are spicy, but I think that's all fun and games, you know. Like, I look back on my early 20s and just be like, I'm so funny. Like, I'm so different now. Like, I'm so boring. So I'm so glad that I just like let loose when I was younger and had that opportunity to do that. And, you know, like, you don't see those people one day, you're never going to see them again. So, like, who cares, you know? Just have fun. It's not that deep, you know? Like, I think ultimately what I'm trying to say is, like, life is so short and it's important to just enjoy the moment you're in and not rush things and not wish things away. Just not put pressure on things and expectations and outcomes. Like, honestly, just show up the best you can every day. And if that's showing up 10%, at least showing up. You know what I mean? Like, we put this pressure on ourselves to be overachieving all the time and it's impossible. And it's okay to take days off, to take some time to rest, to be vulnerable and honest with people and say, look, I know I didn't do my best on that and I'm sorry for that, but that was the best I could do in that moment. And, you know, that's just being raw and honest. And sometimes I'm just like, I honestly don't have capacity to be a creative. Like, seriously, it's a holistic type of work and it's really hard to just show up and create every single day and perform every single day. Like, if it's not there, it's not there. You know what I mean? Like, I really struggle with that and feel really guilty for that. And when I feel like I'm taking too long on projects and things, but it's just like, I don't want to send something off until I'm really happy with it and proud of it, because the real creative spark hasn't hit yet. And I'm trying to like refine it. And then just like, it just takes time. And, you know, you have to just give yourself grace with that at the end of the day. So I guess for the end of the year, we have a pretty intense to-do list of things to achieve, and I think this is where I'm going to, like, I need to help myself as well, is by putting out this list of things that I want to focus on for the rest of the year and, you know, get to December 31st and just be able to write in my journal, I'm so proud of the way I finished off the year and I feel really relaxed and I feel really switched off and I'm ready to just have some time off, but I've got everything done that I wanted to do. And I just think, you know, as well as like wishing things away, people park things for too long as well. It's like, just because it's the end of the year doesn't mean you have to, this contradicts everything I said, but doesn't mean you have to wait to do something either. Like, I've literally started running in the last week. Like, you know, just why do I have to wait till next year to start running? Like, I'm feeling like doing it now. So I'm going to just start running a little bit every day, like not much, like literally 1K, but like that's better than, you know, waiting till next year to try. So if you feel called to do something now, just do it. Just there's no concept of time, really. We're put in this societal bubble to pretend that there is this concept of time, but really there isn't. So just do things when it feels good for you to do and just trust the flexibility of your feelings, I guess. And if you don't want to do something, don't fucking do it. If you want to have fun, go have fun. If you want to sit at home on a Friday night instead of going to your Christmas party and just drink a wine and watch a movie, then just do that. You know what I mean? If you need to have a bath and just wind down, just do that. Like, and I think that the reason I sort of pushed to start the Cold Dip community at this time of the year is because it's something that's actually really easy and lighthearted way to start your day. And I know people are like, oh my God, I can't get up that early and I can't do that. But the thing is, doing a cold dip, the benefit of that is for your mental health. And for me, starting my day off like that really impacts the rest of the day and the way I cope and handle pressures. And it's noticeable compared to the days that I don't do it. And I find it so interesting that we will turn down doing something in the AM that is a preventative of dealing with stress and overwhelm, but we will never turn down something in the PM, like going out for a drink or, you know, doing something that isn't as well-being focused to deal with things that happened that day and to cope with it. So I guess ultimately it's like, instead of waiting till the end of the day to be like, fuck, how am I going to deal with that thing that happened today? But even if it is like going to the gym or going for a run at the end of the day, we've had to like sit there and force ourselves to go and do something to feel better. Whereas I can guarantee that if you did something in the morning to prevent yourself, like to start your day high vibe, you're less likely to have run into that instance of something negative happen. And you're also going to be able to deal with it better. And I just can speak from my own experience of that being the truth. So I think that's a big reason why putting the dip on now, it's in summer. It's like, it's not that, there's not that much pressure around it. You're literally rocking up to the beach. Like, who doesn't want to go to the beach in the morning? Like, tell me, honestly, if you can't wake up and watch the sunrise, A, that is like, you know, you've only got a certain amount of time in your life to watch the sunrise and then to go for a swim, and it's not even cold water. Like, it's seriously, it's so easy to do. And the reason I love cold dipping is because it's like, it's not that hard to show up for. It is, but it's not, like, compared to having to go to like a gym class or to go for a run or to go to Pilates. Like, those things, everyone knows what they like to do and what feels good for them. But for me, to rock up and just have to go to the beach, I'll take that over a gym class any day. Like, it just is what feels good for me and makes my day feel good. So finding the thing in your morning routine, I always say it over and over again, but now is the most important time to really continue to put that effort into your starting your day on a really high vibe and just doing something different, doing something that feels good for you. Even if it's just getting up and putting some Christmas music on and dancing around the house while you make your coffee, just, it's the time of the year that you need to be feeling good and filling your cup up in the morning so that you can pour into everyone else around you when it's straining and draining time of the year. So just that little bit of self-care, a little bit of love. Maybe you need to buy some Christmas presents for yourself. There is still some Black Friday sales on, which I am embarrassed to confess I fell into the trap with the late Black Friday sales, but I haven't bought a single present for anyone else yet this year. And I don't really feel guilty about that right now. because I am just at the moment trying to choose to work on my energy, to work on feeling good for myself, feeling really proud of myself and doing the things that make me feel really good, so that as this time of the year starts to crank up and the social pressures kick in and to also have to like really perform my best for the end of the year and get things done and the deadlines that I've set for my clients, which I have to adhere to and I will, I have to be focusing on myself. So making sure that you're just focusing on you for now, it's okay. Set some boundaries. Be clear in your communication about that with those people around you. I'm going to have to wrap this up because someone's decided to start mowing their lawns. But let's find a little good quote to just finish off today's episode, because it's been a little minute since we've chucked a good little quote in there. Ooh, this just came up. The process of planting seeds and habits. Okay, this is like a six-step process. Number one is the initiation. I like this already. This is the decision to select a seed and commit to the habit of showing up. Number two, consistency, watering the seed that you've planted with constant care and intention. Intention is such a good word. Number three, faith, cultivating the patience in the organic and inevitable growth whilst also avoiding the desire for immediate change. Oh, I like that. As soon as we plant the seed, and this comes to like the manifestation, or, you know, you're trying to start something new, like for example, trying to run a certain distance, you have to just honestly go with the patience and the faith that you're going to get better over time. The growth is inevitable, but you have to be patient. It won't happen overnight. Faith is a really big part in the process. Number four, reminders. Returning back to the mantra that inspired you in the first place and purifying any doubts and distractions that may arise. I'm not even sure if that says purifying, but that's true. It's like when we had Chelsea on the podcast and we used the quote, remember to always follow the plan, not how you're feeling. Fuck, I don't remember what it quote was, but it's like, you know, the night before you set your activewear out, you set your bathers out, in the morning you're going to get up and you're going to go to the gym, or you're going to go to do the cold dip, whatever, and in the morning you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I don't feel like it anymore. Like, I just want to stay in my warm, cozy bed. Getting over that and just being like, hang on, what is the reminder here? What's the goal? And what was the plan, you know, and coming back to that. And even if, yeah, it's coming back to those mantras, like this morning I went out to the bluff and I just stared out the ocean. I just said all these mantras to myself, like, no, I am going to have a productive day. I am creative. I am smart. I can get shit done. You know, I'm magnetic. I'm abundant. Like, just really you have to pump your own tires up and just remind yourself that you are capable of doing the thing. Number five, celebrating the fruits of your labor as the habit matures and you are presented with the real transformations. And this can be in the feeling, in the energy, in the compliments of others, people noticing that you're trying to do something different. You might notice physical changes, you might notice mental changes, but just honestly really celebrate those little milestones and be proud of yourself for just doing the little milestone. And even though it's not quite the full achieved goal, be proud of yourself for showing up and giving it a go. That is the most important thing. And finally, expansion. Once the seed has grown into the flower, this is the opportunity to apply the lessons you've learned and translate remaining energy into planting new seeds. I love this because it's like, when you get on the momentum of achieving one thing, it's like a spiral. And I remember I caught up with my old boss the other day and she was like, so what's your 2025 looking like? Are you going to move to Perth? Are you going to like do this or do that? What are you going to do? And I was just like, honestly, for once in my life, I'm not thinking about it. I'm just enjoying where I'm at, because, you know, and I know you can relate to this, once you've achieved one big thing, you know that you have the momentum and the capability to achieve anything. And any decision isn't even scary after that, once you've made one big scary decision. I say this all the time to like people that I know have, like my friend Yana from Oakenhaven, like when she opened her store, it's like once you do that,
then everything else is easy. You know what I mean? Like, and that probably wasn't even a hard step for her. So, like, I think it's so interesting to get to that point where you've planted the seed, you've grown the seed, it's flourished into the flower, it's blooming, and then you're like, well, the bees are here, I'm magnetic now, I can do anything, I can plant all these other seeds and they're going to flourish as well. It's like, look at all the things I go and do because I'm just not afraid to keep going because I know I've got the momentum. So that expansion is a really fun period to play around in because it's just like, well, I've got the momentum now, I know I can do this, let's keep going. But it can turn toxic and then you want to be like always on to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. So using it to your advantage, but also not letting it overcome you and like forcing yourself to continue to achieve. It's okay to just sit in the passenger seat. So yeah, this has been a bit of a choppy episode, but I hope you found a bit of inspiration and a bit of calm. And again, all that you really need to do is tune back into your intuition and follow your guide and make decisions from your heart and not from the pressures of others. And continue to fill your cup up so that you can pour into everyone else and then switch off at the end of the year feeling grateful and relaxed.